Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 83 of the Minor Prophets. We're continuing our study of Malachi with a devotion titled, A Scroll of Remembrance. Someone once said, when God remembers you, it doesn't mean He ever forgot about you. He never does, and He never will. It means He notices every moment you are faithful, and He is reminding you that you are His own. Our text for today is from Malachi chapter 3, verses 16 through 18. Today, I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Then those who feared the Lord spoke with each other, and the Lord listened to what they said. In His presence, a scroll of remembrance was written to record the names of those who feared Him and always thought about the honor of His name. They will be my people, says the Lord of Heaven's army. On the day when I act in judgment, they will be my own special treasure. I will spare them as a father spares an obedient child. Then you will again see the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve God and those who do not. Previously, Malachi prophesied about sinful priests and disobedient people. The remainder of the book of Malachi deals primarily with the righteous. As John Phillips writes, God always has His remnant. Malachi writes that in the presence of the Lord, God wrote the names of those who feared Him in a scroll of remembrance. Joyce Baldwin writes, the idea that the Lord keeps a record of the names of His people occurs as early as the Exodus. You can see Exodus chapter 32, verse 32 and 33, Psalm 69, verse 28, also Psalm 87, verse 6, and Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. Only Malachi calls it a book of remembrance. His thought is that not one believer will be forgotten by God. Then Malachi records these words from God toward His faithful remnant. They will be my people and my own special treasure. God will bestow on this faithful remnant of people who fear Him the highest honor of all, to be called His own. May Warren Wiersbe's words of insight and application encourage you today to remain faithful to God and continue to reverently fear Him. There was a group of true believers in this remnant, and they remained faithful to the Lord. They feared the Lord, which means they held Him in awe and worshiped Him as the Lord Almighty. They met together, not to complain, but to encourage and edify each other. They spoke about the Lord, and they weren't afraid for Him to hear what they were saying. Their assembly probably wasn't a large one, and they may have thought that very little was happening because they met and worshiped, but God was paying attention and keeping a record of their words. Their neighbors may have laughed at them, but God was pleased with them. They weren't wasting their time because they were investing in eternity. God claimed them as His own. and God promised to spare them in the future judgment when everybody would see that there is a difference between the righteous and the wicked, and that this difference is important. Many of God's faithful servants become discouraged because the times are difficult, the crowds are small, and their work seems to be unappreciated. People who aren't really walking with the Lord seem to be getting more attention than are the faithful servants. But the day will come when God will reveal His own special treasure. And then the faithful will receive their reward. Some questions to consider. In your own words, what do you think the scroll of remembrance represents about God's view of those who fear Him? What does it mean to fear the Lord, and how does this fear impact our relationship with Him? And finally, how does it encourage you that God always has a remnant of faithful people? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.